Part 1.
He first noticed the new man in the neighborhood on a Tuesday evening on his way from the station. The man was tall and thin, with a look about him that told Ray Bancroft he was English. It wasn't anything Ray could put his finger on. The fellow just looked English. That was all there was to their first encounter. And the second meeting passed just as casually, Friday evening at the station. The fellow was living around Pelham someplace, maybe in that new apartment house in the next block. But it was the following week that Ray began to notice him everywhere. The tall Englishman rode down to New York with Ray on the 8:09 train, and he was eating a few tables away at Howard Johnson's one noon. But that was the way things were in New York, Ray told himself, where you sometimes ran into the same person every day for a week. It was on the weekend, when Ray and his wife traveled up to Stamford for a picnic, that he became convinced the Englishman was following him. For there, 50 miles from home, the tall stranger came striding across the rolling hills, pausing now and then to take in the beauty of the place. Linda, Ray remarked to his wife, there's that fellow again. What fellow, Ray? That Englishman from our neighborhood, the one I was telling you I see everywhere. Oh, is that him? Linda Bancroft frowned through the tinted lenses of her sunglasses. I don't remember ever seeing him before. Well, he must be living in that new apartment in the next block. I'd like to know what he's doing up here, though. Do you think he could be following me? Oh, Ray, don't be silly, Linda laughed. Why would anyone want to follow you and to a picnic? I don't know, but it's certainly odd the way he keeps turning up. It certainly was odd.